Welcome to Influential Visions. Here we interview futuristic leaders who share their deep industry knowledge and business experience with you, ensuring you have your finger on the pulse and your eyes wide open. Here is your host, Nathaniel Schuller.
It's great to see you again on a live video. I'm very excited actually about this series, and thank you so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure. It's always a delight to chat with you, my lovely.
Likewise. So you've inspired me, Kim, to do more content, put out some great content. And what was really interesting in particular about this series was, so I've got a friend in India called Pratik, and Pratik is a hacker. He's a penetration tester, an ethical hacker, and he's differently abled. So he's actually in a chair, but he uses a one-handed keyboard. And he's actually one of the most positive people that I have had the pleasure to speak with online. And he helped us with the International Imposter Syndrome Awareness Day, as I know you've spoken with Pratik yourself. And he really wants to return to the UK. So he said, look, I really want to go back to the UK and blah, blah, blah. And he was a bit depressed. And so we had a conversation and I said, I'll tell you what, why don't you help me with this podcast and you can come on and be a guest host. So we are going to be launching this new series. It's about jobs in technology in particular. And Pratik will be appearing as a guest host, and he'll be interviewing the CEO of BRIM, which is the Business Resilience International Management Company. And they are rolling out cyber resilience centers within the UK in partnership with the government and all 43 regional police forces, and lots of small businesses and large businesses too. So we are really excited. I'm really excited. And, you know, we're going to be covering gaming, Internet of Things, I think, blockchain, you know, all sorts of different things. We've got an episode coming up with sales and marketing, jobs around that as well. I think jobs are changing. According to MIT Technology Review, we've got this like massive productivity revolution that is basically happening for the people that are embracing it. For the people that are not embracing it, I think it's good to revisit what's actually going on in the world, to be honest.
Cool. It sounds like it's going to be a great series, because I think there's so many things that are going on and people right now are really giving thought, aren't they, to what next for them. And you know, today's a great example. We are exiting the very end of the first 6 months of 2022. So now is a great time to have a look at, are you where you expected to be this year? Is this what you expected to be doing? And if not, what can you do differently now to ensure that you are doing what you want to be doing by the end of 2022?
Yeah, very, very true. And you know, having a coach, having a mentor, having the right business partners, friends, colleagues, is just so important. And I think people actually underestimate the importance of that, and also underestimate the importance of having a vision and a goal and a plan. And you know, you've made me aware of the importance of these things, despite the fact that my dad was Britain's leading business expert in the 1980s around corporate planning. And he shouted at me about having a plan and a 10-year plan. And I never listened to a word he said well, I listened, but I didn't do anything. And I think there are many, many people who will listen to this and think, well, I kind of have a plan, but actually everyone has a plan until they get, you know, I'm not going to say it, but like, kicked in the whatever, right? And it happens. Disruption is everywhere, in particular in jobs, you know. And I know you've run a recruitment company in the past as an interim CEO, I think, or chief operations? I forget. So, you know, you were MD, yeah. So you know a lot about recruitment as well, managing teams of, you know, a couple thousand people, 2,500 people, I think, in one of your businesses that you worked for. So, you know, This is something that continued professional development, I can't stress enough how important that is as well. And, you know, I'm really excited about the information that is going to be downloaded from this sort of 10 to 15 part series, to be honest.
And it should be really good. And you're so right about the importance of having a goal and having a defined and written down goal. They're the most crucial things. There was a study done by Harvard Business School, and they identified that of 100% of the people that they interviewed, that only 13% had actually got a goal knew what it was that they wanted to do. And only 3% of them had got it written down with some kind of action plan, even if it was a terrible action plan, even if the action plan stood no chance of achieving the goal, but they had gone as far as writing it down and creating some steps that they thought that they could take to move them from where they are to where they want to go. And when they came back and looked at those participants 12 months later, the 3% had outperformed the next closest cohort tenfold. It just shows the power, and the reason that it works, it's based on neuroscience, so it's not just based on us thinking about it, is the fact that actually our subconscious brain needs to know where we're going. If we think about it like a GPS, if we don't tell it where it's going, it's not going to know what's important to us, and we're highly unlikely to get there. So we have to be able to say to it, this is where I'm going, this is what's important to me. Because what that allows your subconscious brain to do is to start looking for those opportunities. We've all had those moments, haven't we, where maybe we are thinking about buying a car and all we can see everywhere we go is the car we want. It's like all over the place. It's not because there's any more of them around. It's not because there's, you know, suddenly been an influx of people that suddenly want the same car as us. It's because our subconscious brain knows it's important to us. It knows it's what we're thinking about, and therefore it actively looks for opportunities to give us what we want, because that is scientifically proven how our brains work. What we think about, we become. So if I could give anybody any advice, it is have that goal. I'm on the middle of a challenge, pushing myself to do things differently so that I can continue to grow. And one of those has been taking my own medicine, writing my goal down, and then every day writing down the one or two things I can do today that are going to progress me towards my goal. And some of them have worked and some of them haven't worked. Some of them have been epic failures. But I look at those failures and go, okay, why didn't it work? What was it, the whole thing that didn't work, or a little bit of it? Is there something that I could do slightly differently? And I think if we can open our minds from judging to curiosity. So I'm dreadful for judging myself, going, that's stupid, Kim, that's definitely never going to work. To instead being curious, okay, why did I think that was going to work? Why hadn't I considered this potential outcome? What's that making me feel? Because that's what I do for other people. I use curiosity rather than judgment, but turning that in on yourself, it's amazing what that does to change your psyche and how you show up in the world.
Well, I think working with you the last couple of years has been absolutely transformational in my vision for my life and the vision for our business and what we want to do. But something really profound happened last week. I don't know what you actually said to me now, thinking about it. So over the past few years, I've been if a lot of things come to me, I say yes to everything, right? And this I discovered, last week was just I knew it was a massive, massive challenge. You knew it was a massive challenge. But I never managed to tackle it. And you know, my late mentor, Mike Briarcliff, he used to say something like, focus is about what you don't do, right? But last week you said something to me that was absolutely profound, and it changed the way that I kind of looked at everything. And now, if something is going to take too much of my bandwidth, too much of my resource, I'm going to just say no. And I will say no brutally, I'm afraid. And that's just the way that it is. And unfortunately, but then there is also a natural development time. So if that thing is interesting and it looks like it can be beneficial to the business, we can always come back to it at a later stage, which I think is also equally important, But when it comes to, starting at the beginning, right? Like some people watching this, they may be refugees, they may be out of work, they may want to change jobs, they may want to become an entrepreneur, launch their own business, create some income so they don't have to work very hard. They may want to become CEO in 10 years time, right? So we cover the whole spectrum from people who are wanting career change through to people who are very, very experienced and maybe towards the end of their careers as well. So what would you say, Kim, to yourself, if you went back 20 years, what advice would you kind of give yourself? I know you asked this question to a lot of people, so I'm sorry to flip it on you. But I know you're going to have a great answer for it. That's why I asked you, to be fair.
So my advice would be, start with the end in mind. I got too hung up over the years, starting where I am and getting overwhelmed because I couldn't see how I'd get from where I am to where I really wanted to be. So instead, I reduced my dream. I brought it into an area that I could control and could see. That doesn't work. You've got to start with that end in mind, the big audacious goal, the thing that you think could never, ever happen. We were talking about this last night when I was on the show with Zandra. And I think, you know, if you'd have told me 20 years ago, 2 years ago, 2 months ago, that I would end up having a TV show, doing a collaboration with an international award-winning TV channel, be writing my sixth book, be doing a TED talk, I would have thought that you'd been at the happy pills. What are you talking about? That's just never going to happen. But actually, what I start to do is go back and say, what would I really like to do, and what I really want to be able to do is help others, and I want to help as many others as I possibly can. So that means having to put yourself out there, having to do things like this, come out and say to people, actually, over the last 30 years, growing businesses, helping them to double in size, helping them to become more profitable, helping them to lead through challenging times without damaging their people, has taught me quite a lot of stuff. It's taught me things that are valuable to anybody else that is facing one of those challenges. But if I don't tell anybody, then I can't help anybody. And we're living in a world where there is so much information, there is so much out there that we can consume. We haven't got time to consume it all. And as I say to clients all of the time, it might only take you 10 minutes, but it's taken you 30 years to be able to do it in 10 minutes. So don't undervalue what it is that you do, because what you can say to me is, here's the book. You can read the whole book if you want to. Or I can tell you the main two or three takeaways, the ones that are going to be really impactful, the things that are going to make you think. And that's one of the reasons why at the minute I'm in the middle of my 30-day challenge on a quote and a question, because that's how I've lived my life for as long as I can remember, is to start every day with what quote inspires me to have the right mindset today. And then what question does that make me think? What question is that going to get me to get my brain thinking? And sometimes those questions can be the thing that absolutely unlocks us. One question I often ask clients is, what's the question you wouldn't like me to ask? Because it's because just in doing that makes them think of the question. When they think of the question, they now need to start thinking of the answer. What they've done is they've actually encouraged their subconscious brain to start thinking about how to fix it. So never underestimate the power of questions. Always start with the end in sight and believe in yourself. Every single one of us has survived 100% of the challenges life's thrown at us so far. That's one heck of a batting average.
Yeah, absolutely. You've said that a lot, actually, over the past couple of years, and it rings true, you know. And we're at such an interesting time in history right now. And, you know, all we need really is the right directions to actually get to where we want to get to. And whether that's, you know, with a coach who's able to mentor you because they've actually been where you've been, or they know about something, you know, say you want to become a great CEO, how are you going to become a great CEO, in my opinion, without actually talking to someone that's got specific knowledge in that area, you know? And I think the more specific you are with what you want, the better it is. And I know you know about this perfect day process that I've been really into, right? And that has become a yearly, almost bi-yearly process for me. So I write down my perfect day, and I've got that from Jonathan Chase, Britain's leading hypnotist, and he borrowed it from someone else. But I made it my own by like adding in some extra things from a couple of books that I read. And I focus on the 90% of my life that I'm really, really happy with. And I absolutely adore working with you. And I'm loving creating this series, interviewing some amazing people. And I know you'll be involved with some of the episodes, but you're running your own shows, right? But this will be on Zandra TV as well, I think, hopefully. And, you know, on all the major channels as well. And Yeah, thanks so much, everyone, for listening. And thank you again, Kim, for being just epic. Yeah. And this is what people need, a coach.
Thanks very much for listening to Influential Visions. Please make sure you share this episode with your friends and business connections. And don't forget to drop us a review wherever you listen. Thanks.